It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Axios.com reported Wednesday morning that President Trump had made his decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. An hour after the news spread, Trump tweeted, "I will be announcing my decision on the Paris Accord over the next few days. Make America great again." The only other two countries that aren't supporting the deal are Nicaragua and Syria. Stay tuned. White House spokesman Sean Spicer returned to the podium on Tuesday after a two-week absence and barely answered a question, beginning with those relating to Jared Kushner.
I'm wondering, Sean, if you can tell us when the president knew, whether the president knew at the time that Jared Kushner was seeking to establish back-channel communications at the Russian embassy to the Russian government. And if he didn't know at the time, when did he find out?
I think that assumes a lot. And I would just say that Mr. Kushner's attorney has said that Mr. Kushner has volunteered to share with Congress what he knows about these meetings. And he will do the same if he's contacted or connected with any other inquiry.
Did the president discuss it, though?
I'm not going to get into what the president did or did not discuss, but it is. What your question assumes is a lot of facts that are not substantiated by anything but anonymous sources that are so far being leaked out.
Does he approve of that action?
You're asking if he approves of an action that is not a confirmed action. That being said, I think Secretary Kelly and General McMaster have both discussed that in general terms, back channels are an appropriate part of diplomacy.
Jake Tapper weighed in on anonymous sources, beginning with a Donald Trump tweet about the media's use of them.
Whenever you see the word sources say in the fake news media and they don't mention names, it is very possible that those sources don't exist, but are made up by fake news writers. Fake news is the enemy. The goal here, as it has been for months now, is to discredit any legitimate news reports based on firsthand accounts from within President Trump's own White House and his own administration, as I know firsthand since I've spoken with people in his administration who have talked to me, only agreeing to do so if they were not named. Sometimes they did so to defend President Trump. Sometimes they did so because they were concerned about President Trump's behavior. But they were always 100% real people, as are the background briefings that the White House repeatedly sets up, in which unnamed presidential advisors provide information and often fawning prose to reporters.
Aside from not answering questions, Spicer once again took issue with the media's use of unnamed sources, but bristled when asked about Trump's retweet of a Fox story that relied on just one such anonymous source.
You said that first of all, that the article was based on anonymous sources.
Which it is.
But the Fox article that the president retweeted was also based on anonymous sources. Why are those sources, or the source rather, that they used more credible than the ones in the Washington Post article?
Again, I don't think there's two issues at hand. One is the statement that Jared's attorney has provided. Second is whether or not the dossier that is largely the basis of this was largely discredited in the first place. Most of the publications here refused to even publish it in the first place. So again, I'm not going to get into confirming stuff. There's an ongoing investigation.
The few questions Spicer chose to answer showed a disconnect from reality.
I think the relationship that the president has had with Merkel, he would describe as fairly unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
They get along very well. He has a lot of respect for her. They continue to grow the bond that they had during their talks in the G7. And he views not just Germany, but the rest of Europe as an important American ally.
You're unbelievable.
The State Department is still woefully understaffed, but there was a press briefing on Tuesday about the trip the President and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson just wrapped up. Acting Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs Stuart Jones was at the podium and had a tough time answering questions.
Well, you were over there. The Secretary criticized the conduct of the Iranian elections and Iran's record on democracy. He did so standing next to Saudi officials. How do you characterize Saudi Arabia's commitment to democracy? And does the administration believe that democracy is a buffer or a barrier or against extremism?
After a seemingly interminable 20 seconds, the acting assistant secretary said,
I think what we'd say is that at this meeting, we were able to make significant progress with Saudi and GCC partners in both making a strong statement against extremism and also putting in place certain measures through this GCC mechanism where we can combat extremism. clearly one source of extremism, terrorism threat is coming from Iran. And that's coming from a part of the Iranian apparatus that is not at all responsive to its electorate.
President Trump has been handing out his cell phone number to world leaders and urging them to call him directly, an unusual invitation that breaks diplomatic protocol and is raising concerns about security and secrecy. Reportedly, only Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has taken advantage of the offer so far. Presidents generally place calls on one of several secure phone lines, including those in the White House Situation Room, the Oval Office, or the presidential limousine. And that's today's look at What's News. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.